From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The death toll from Typhoon Hato has risen to at least 12. It's the most powerful storm to hit the region in more than 50 years. Chen Jinping with the Macau Special Administrative Regional Government.
Five people were killed and 153 others were injured as Typhoon Hato hit Macau. The government departments have been closely watching its impacts on Macau. Related departments have done and are continuing doing their parts and trying their best to handle rescue work and relief.
China's Xinhua News Agency said almost 27,000 people were evacuated to emergency shelters in Guangdong. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan vowed to annihilate the Islamic State group affiliate in the country, crush remnants of al-Qaeda, and urge the Taliban to pursue diplomacy, telling them they cannot win on the battlefield. General John Nicholson said that additional troops will further train Afghan troops.
There will be additional capabilities. Some of that's already arriving, but we're not going to talk about the specific numbers. We're not going to telegraph to the enemy what it is we're going to do and how we're going to influence the battlefield.
He also promised more air support and praised Afghan commandos and special forces as undefeatable. China's government has criticized a U.S. decision to launch a trade probe of Beijing's technology policy as a violation of the global trading system and said it will resolutely defend any Chinese companies that are hurt. Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman said the probe announced by Trade Representative Robert Lightsert. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News. A Spanish man is being detained by Dutch police after he was found driving a van with gas canisters near a Rotterdam concert venue. Ryan Brooks reports.
A possible attack on a concert in the Netherlands thwarted on Wednesday, police arresting a man driving a van loaded with gas canisters near Rotterdam. According to the city's mayor, authorities were led to the suspect after a tip-off from Spain about a threat to a gig by California band A La La's.
The bus stood out because it drove up and down a few times with a Spanish license plate, and that was the reason why police pulled it over.
Bomb squads rifled through the vehicle to see if it was part of the threat. Sources tell Reuters there was no link to the attacks in Spain last week, but an investigation is ongoing. Police say they took the driver into custody for questioning and canceled the show just before doors opened. No injuries were reported, and for now, Dutch counterterrorism has not escalated the country's threat level.
Reporter Ryan Brooks. South Korean Foreign Ministry spokesman Cho Jun-hyuk said Thursday that recent more restrained comments from the United States and North Korea were a helpful step towards resolving nuclear issues on the Korean Peninsula. However, we still need to further monitor North Korea's movements and the situation before evaluating North Korea's self-restraint as being meaningful. Accordingly, South Korea and the U.S. should not let up its vigilance, but maintain strong sanctions, pressures, and cooperation while carrying out initiatives and active diplomatic efforts under tight South Korea-U.S. cooperation to develop this positive atmosphere into an opportunity. On Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson praised Pyongyang for its restraint from provocations. Egypt's president and foreign minister met with White House advisor Jared Kushner on Wednesday, just hours after the Trump administration cut or delayed hundreds of millions of dollars in aid to Cairo over human rights concerns. Kushner, who is also President Donald Trump's son-in-law, was in Cairo as part of a Middle East tour aimed at exploring ways to revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, which last collapsed in 2014. Several cities in North India are under a security lockdown ahead of a verdict in a rape trial involving a controversial and hugely popular spiritual leader. Tens of thousands of followers of the self-entitled Saint Dr. Gurmit Ram Rahim Singh Jeetnam have gathered in the town of Panchkula, where a special court is set to announce the verdict on Friday. Police and paramilitary soldiers are on the scene, fearing violence may erupt. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.